He told himself a story. Not at first. At first, there wasn't time for thoughts that came in the shape of words. His head was blessedly empty of stories then. War was coming. It was upon him. Aaron had been born in the year of the God of Death, and he was finally glad of it. He surrendered himself to his God, who smiled and came close.
"Stories will get you killed," he murmured in Aaron's ear. "Now, you just listen. Listen to me."
Aaron did. His ship had sped across the sea from the capital. Now it nosed in among the fleet of eastern ships, docked in his city's bay, nimble sloops of war, flying their queen's colors of blue and green. The sloops were Aaron's, at least for now, the Dakran queen's gift to her new allies. The ships were not as many as Aaron would have liked, not as heavy with cannon as he would have liked. But
listen.
Aaron told his ship's captain to sidle up along the largest of the Dakran sloops. After giving his captain orders to dock and find Aaron's cousin in the city, Aaron boarded the sloop. He approached the commander of the Eastern Fleet, Zash, a lean man with an unusually high-bridged nose and brown skin, gleaming in the late spring sun. Aaron looked into Zash's eyes, black, always narrowed, and lined with the yellow paint that indicated his status as naval commander. It was as if Zash already knew what Aaron would say. The Easterner smiled slightly.
"They're coming," Aaron said.
He explained how the Valorian Emperor had arranged for the water supply to Haran City to be slowly poisoned. The Emperor must have sent someone months ago into the mountains near the aqueduct's source. Even from the deck of Zash's ship, Aaron could see the arch trail of the Valorian-built aqueduct. It was faint in the distance, snaking down from the mountains, carrying something that had weakened the Harani, making them sleep and shake.
"I was seen in the capital," Aaron told Zash. "A Valorian ship chased mine almost to the empty islands. We must assume that the Emperor knows that I know."
"What happened to the ship?"
"It turned back, for reinforcements, probably, and the Emperor's orders."
Aaron spoke this man's language in a clipped tone, his accent heavy, the syllables quick and hard. The language was new to him.
"He'll strike now."
"What makes you so sure there's poison in the city's aqueducts? Where did you get this information?"
Aaron hesitated, unsure of the Dakran words for what he wanted to say.
"The moth," he answered in his own language.
Zash narrowed his eyes even more.
"A spy," Aaron said in Dakran,
finally finding the right word. He spun the gold ring on his smallest finger and thought of Tenson, his spymaster, and how the Valorian ship that had followed him could be a sign that Tenson had been arrested, even as Aaron had left the Imperial Palace. The old man had insisted on staying behind. He could have been caught, tortured, forced to speak. Aaron imagined what the Valorians would have done.
"No."
The God of Death set a cold hand on Aaron's thoughts and curled tight around them.
"You're not listening, Aaron. Listen."
"I need paper," Aaron said out loud. "I need ink."
Aaron drew his country for Zash. He sketched Haran's peninsula swiftly, his pen sweeping the curves. He hatched the islands, scattered south of the peninsula's tip, peppering the sea between Haran and Valoria. He tapped Ithria, a large rocky island that created a thin strait between them and the peninsula's tip.
"The spring currents in the strait are strong, difficult to sail against, but if a Valorian fleet's coming, this is the route they'll take."
"They'll take a strait that's hard to navigate."
Zash was skeptical.
"They could sail around the three islands and turn north to hug the peninsula all the way up to your city."
"Too slow. Merchants love that strait. This time of year, the currents are strongest and push ships from Valoria right up to Haran's doorstep. Shoots them fast through the strait. The Emperor expects to attack a weakened city. He doesn't expect resistance. He'll see no reason to wait for what he wants."
Aaron touched east of Ithria Island and the peninsula's end.
"We can hide here, half the fleet just east of the peninsula, half on the eastern side of the island. When the Valorian fleet comes through, they'll come through fast. We'll flank them and attack from either side. They won't be able to retreat, no matter what the winds. If they try to sail back into the strait, the currents will spit them out."
You've said nothing of numbers. We're not a large fleet. Flanking the Valorians means splitting our fleet in half. Have you ever been in a sea battle?
Yes.
I hope you don't mean that one in this bay the night of the First Winter Rebellion.
Arryn was silent.
That was in a bay, Zash sneered.
A pretty little cradle with gentle winds for rocking babies to sleep.
It's easy to maneuver here. We are talking about a battle on the open sea.
You are talking about weakening our fleet by cutting it in half.
I don't think the Valorian fleet will be large.
You don't think?
It doesn't need to be, not to attack a city whose population has been drugged into lethargy. A city, Arryn said pointedly, that the Emperor believes has no allies.
I like a surprise attack. I like the thought of pinning the Valorians between us.
But your plan only works if the Emperor hasn't sent a fleet that vastly outnumbers us and can easily sink each of our flanks.
It only works if the Emperor truly doesn't know that Dakra...
Sash's voice betrayed his disapproval.
...has allied with you. The Valorian Emperor would love to crush such an alliance with an overwhelming show of naval force. If he knows we are here, he might very well send the entire Valorian fleet.
Then a battle along the strait is better, unless you'd rather they attack us here in the bay.
I rule this fleet. I have the experience. You're barely more than a boy, a foreign boy.